However, that shouldn't keep any of us from rushing out to buy recordings of these 13 symphonies and, in doing so, derive more innocent and joyful pleasure from them than any of us probably deserves to feel. Back, please, to Haydn's second trip to London. On arriving, Haydn renewed old friendships and made new ones of both the noble and middle class. One of his great new friends was a music dealer by the name of Howell. William Gardner, an early biographer of Haydn, describes how they met. One morning, a neat little gentleman came into Howell's shop and asked to look at some piano music, and he laid before him some sonatas by Haydn, which had just been published. The stranger turned them over and said, "No, I don't like these." Howell replied, "Do you see they are by Haydn, sir?" "Well, sir, I do, but I wish for something better." "Better?" cried Howell indignantly. "I am not anxious to serve a gentleman of your taste," and was turning away when the customer made it known that he was Haydn himself. Howell, in astonishment, embraced him, and the composer was so flattered that a long and intimate friendship followed. Great story. End of story. Now, okay, I know what you're all asking yourselves, or at least what you should be asking yourselves. Talk about reacquaintances. How about Mrs. Schroeter? Did Haydn get back together with Rebecca Schroeter? While we've no letters this time to confirm or deny the existence of a relationship, we have some very powerful circumstantial evidence that they did indeed resume their affair. All right? Point one. Haydn's apartment was located at 1 Bury Street, at the corner of King Street, opposite the St. James Theater, just around the block from Rebecca Schroeter's casa. Coincidence? Probably not. It's actually likely that Haydn's digs were chosen by Rebecca herself. Point two. Haydn dedicated three of his finest piano trios to Rebecca. It has been suggested that the resemblance, and it's more than a resemblance, as you will hear in a moment, the resemblance between the second movement of the F-sharp minor piano trio, number 26, and the second movement of Haydn's Symphony number 102 was in response to Rebecca's love for the symphonic movement. Let me rephrase this so we're clear before we do our listening. Rebecca loved the slow movement of Haydn's Symphony number 102. So that when Haydn had to supply a slow movement for a piano trio that he then dedicated to her, he virtually took that symphonic movement and arranged it for piano trio. Back to back, please. Let's listen to the beginning of the Symphony number 102 slow movement, and then we will listen to the beginning of the piano trio slow movement, and the resemblance, my friends, will be obvious to all. First, Symphony number 102, second movement opening. And now, please, the piano trio in F-sharp minor, movement two, the piano trio dedicated to Rebecca. Point three of the evidence indicating a renewed affair with Rebecca. We are told that Haydn left the manuscript scores of his last six symphonies, quote, with an unnamed lady in England, unquote. Haydn would never have left such a treasure with just anybody. This could have only been one person, Rebecca Schroeter.